Okay, let us pray. Thank you, God, for being nice to us, for being kind and loving. Hope tonight you consecrate me as you forgive my sins so that I can speak the words from you, so that your word can go on and bless many people in the world. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
I'll begin. When I was young, I think 4, 5, 6 years, I used to, at the end of the day, count if I'd made any sins at all. I was a young boy. Did I lie today? No. Did I steal today? No. Did I fight? No. It made me feel good at the end of the day that, okay, I did good. Maybe next year I'll be more better, or next day I'll be more better. But then we are humans. The next day again, I'll do the counting and I'll still find that I did someone wrong or I did something wrong. And the next day will come and I'll still find I did something wrong again. So based on what I'm going to say, we need to find a way to be saved, and we got a way altogether, the way of the cross. But anyway, let's get on. My first verse comes from Matthew 5, verse 20. Matthew 5, verse 20. Okay, I'm going to read not all of it. Jesus was talking about the Pharisees. He said, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God." Then there are some versions who talk of Pharisees and teachers, experts in law, that unless your righteousness exceed those people, the Pharisees, the scholars in law, the scribes, we shall not enter the kingdom of God. But then I go forward and then I think, what were the Pharisees like? And if I turn to Matthew, I won't read that one, but maybe you'll read when you have time. Matthew 23, 13 to 39, it describes how the Pharisees were, how Jesus described them. It seemed they were people who didn't care much about people. Maybe they cared, they knew the law, but they didn't follow the law. I can give examples of what happens when you can see lawyers, they study the law, they are judges, some become lawyers, but some became defense lawyers. Some people can commit heinous crimes and then use the same law to defend themselves, to find a loophole somehow to defeat justice. So in this case, these people were experts in the law. They were actually well-learned. You can have examples of some of them, like Paul. They were well-learned in the law. But for some reasons, they were not practicing it. But then let's go back to the Pharisees. We know the history of the Israelites from the time maybe they were when they were taken by the Babylonians. And then they track back the first the exodus of Ezra back to Israel, who were the custodians of the law. And one day they had to teach the law to people, read the book. They were the custodians of the law. So these Pharisees were custodians of the word of God. We might read and think, okay, these people were bad people. Not all of them were bad. One of them was Joseph, who actually gave his grave up for Jesus. He was not a bad person, but he was a member of the council, also one of the Pharisees. We can talk of Nicodemus, who came by night. Those people are custodians. We can give examples what we have now. You got a lot of messages, maybe gospels, or theories about the Bible from the internet, from books, from different preachers. If you don't have custodians in the church, custodians of the law, custodians who read the books and guide the way, we'll get lost. Those people actually were doing that job. We know at the time of a lot of conquests, the Israelites would be conquered, go into exile, or be under one tribe. and all these people just kept the law. So it went on, they kept the law. And actually they ring-fenced the law. They made sure they made other laws so that for you to break the main law, you had to break the other bylaws, bringing them in around the main law. So they were actually doing a good job because they knew the law and they kept the law. And they guided Israel during the time when they would actually have been lost. Because without those people, I think the gospel would have been lost. But those people actually worked hard to keep Israel in check. But then Jesus is talking of them. What actually were they doing, those people? We find Jesus was talking about they themselves. Actually, Jesus said, listen to what they say, but don't do what they do. They knew the law. They would say the law. They would preach the law, but they wouldn't do what they were preaching. So you find that they forgot a lot of things about the law. They were willing to preach for other people to do the law, but not themselves. They will not be bothered about it, because sometimes when you read I read some of the words of Jesus talking about salt. If salt, well, I don't know whether it expires or if it becomes no good. You can't use it for anything. It's like us Christians. Sometimes we get used in the law. I'll give you an example back home. Back home where I come from, Adventists are known as people who have very good knowledge in the Bible, who are good singers, who actually can preach well, which is very good. But do we practice it? Do we do that what we know? Do we actually take our knowledge into practice? That's the same thing. That's what these Pharisees were faced upon. So we said some of them were actually quite good. We got Nicodemus. He confessed that we know you come from God. They know where he came from. But they had pride, and they were not willing to move a foot. They would go into the streets. They would kneel in the streets to pray. There was one, you remember when he was in church, telling what he did for God. He did this, he paid tithe. He's not like this sinner beside me. So actually, they followed the law, but they forgot one thing. Jesus talks about justice. Jesus talks about mercy. Very little things maybe to us, but which we don't do these days. We're more interested in just reading the Bible in our homes, preaching to ourselves, singing, but do we go out there? Do we preach to the people? Maybe one a week or even a month. Do we help people? Do we do charitable works? Do we visit those in prisons? Do we visit those in hospitals? Let alone those in our own church. We don't even call each other. We don't even ask about the welfare of one another. We forget. What more with those who are outside? So that's what Jesus was talking about. If I go further to another verse here, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 to 5, when Paul is writing to Timothy, that in the last days there will come a religion. People will be more lovers of themselves, lovers of money, having a form of religion, but having no power. It's nice to go to church, listening to nice preaching, nice singing, meeting friends, and then we believe we are blessed. Yes, it is good to come to church. It is good to sing to the Lord. But is that all there is to the gospel? Is that all there is for us to be saved? So for these people like the Pharisees, it's so strange because those people actually knew the law. How come we ourselves, we profess, we say we know the truth, we know the gospels, we know the Bible, we walk with Jesus, and yet we are not found to be actually preaching to people. We are not found to be helping out to people. We are not found to reaching out a lot. Maybe we're also lovers of money, lovers of ourselves, maybe being boastful, just enjoying going to church, being church, but not much more. That's what these Pharisees were. They wanted to be known as custodians. They wanted to be known as important people in the society. We want also to be known. We want also good things for ourselves. But then Are we doing what we are we doing the Great Commission of going to preach? You can't preach maybe by words alone. Are we actually working towards salvation? Can we call ourselves Christians? I think it's a question each and everyone should ask themselves. It's not only about the Pharisees in those days, we're custodians. We are custodians as well. You can ask me verses in Genesis, I can answer. You can ask me verses in Revelations, I can answer. You can ask me verses in Psalms, I can answer. But then, do I do what I should know? Then that's where we face the crisis in our churches these days. Our churches are dying. We don't have our young people in church. We don't have our children in church. We don't have our grandchildren in church. Even members of our family, we're not preaching to them. We don't have the voice. Maybe we have surrendered like Saul, which has gone bad. When Saul has gone bad, it's like you want to preach someone maybe he has a backslidden. He used to be maybe a good preacher in church and has quit, and you go to that person. You try to preach to him. He will know the Bible more than you. Before you even open the verse, he will tell you the verse you're going to open. When you want to sing a song, he can sing better than you. How do you preach to such a person? Maybe that's what we've become now. Maybe that's what we've become now. We sort of have just gone out of. I mean, we've just run out of steam. We can't be motivated anymore. But now Jesus comes to us again and reminds us that we need to be the same like Jesus. We need to work like Jesus. We need to preach to other people like Jesus. We need to visit people like Jesus. We need to show mercy like Jesus. We need to help even those people who won't help us. We need to visit out, and we should have a more outward outreach, more than what we do now. It's not just coming to church and sitting and singing and going home. It talks of the Bible talks of so many things. I can go to Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23, where Jesus says, I never knew you. You said we preached, we prophesied, we did this. I never knew you because you were not there. So let's give ourselves a new spirit. Let's give ourselves a new heart. From today, let's have a renewal, a new heart. And maybe going forward from today, we have a new mission to the world, a new mission to help people, a new mission to preach, a new mission to focus on what Christianity should be. Let's give ourselves time to be with Jesus, maybe to refocus our mission, not only to know the Gospels, not only to preach, not only to have the knowledge or custodians of the Gospel. We boast ourselves, we know the Sabbath, we know the laws. It's not only that, it doesn't help us more, but we've got to propagate that message. We've got to preach out. We've got to show ourselves as Christians, not only to the neighbors, to people around us, to workmates. I know we always give excuses that, okay, the lawyer will be arrested if you do this, if you do this. But there are ways to do it. And we always find reasons, maybe like those deep experts, like lawyers. Lawyers will always find a loophole, even if you committed a crime. You sit down with the lawyer and said, okay, I can find that caveat, or I can find that loophole here and there. Let's not have those loopholes. Let's be dedicated people. And at the end of the day, Jesus died for us. He paid everything for us on the cross. We need just to follow the examples. We need to submit. We need to come with our whole hearts. We need to come with all what we got. Because the Bible said, where your heart is, where your riches are, that's where your heart is. Let's again rededicate ourselves. It's time of the pandemic. It was nice. We had been in our homes with our families. But now we can go out there, meet a few neighbors, and show the kindness, and show that we are still Christians. And hope God leads us, give us a new spirit to go out there in the world and preach more, and talk more, and sing more, and more help. And at times deny ourselves of things. Well, we love money, everyone. We love good things. We love good cars. We love good everything. But then we should share. The Bible says if one has two coats, should take one coat. I know it's difficult in practice, but that's what the Bible says. And the Bible tells a lot of things about charity in the church. The first church, people shared everything. So it was not only maybe those people who were in church, but those people without church. They were talking of widows, they were talking of... So let's unite on the common goal. Let's not only do church, but let's look around, not turning a blind eye. We sit down, not doing as a group. Sometimes we do as a group or as a church, we donated this, but what about individuals? Let's do some work. Let's be one with Christ. Let's focus on more things which could have been done, which we don't do. As Jesus said, you visited me in prison. You visited me in hospital. You did this, you did that, you did that. But not because we are selfish or just to show off. Let's know that we know the Gospels. Let's march on. Let's have that spirit which Jesus had, which the apostles held. If those apostles had not spread the Gospel, they knew the Gospel, but some of them were not educated. That's the good thing. People, some of them were actually fishermen. But we can, some of them, like Paul, like Luke, were educated. And actually, when they left everything just to spread the Gospel, we haven't left everything. But the little we can, let's go and march out there, show ourselves that the Christians are still around in this country. We are still around to do the mission, and one day to accomplish the mission. For this Gospel shall be preached unto all the earth, and then the end will come. Praise the Lord for his message to us today. And we hope we'll listen and not just be like the Pharisees. We must exceed that. We must go beyond that. We must learn also and do, obey. There's a verse in the Bible which tells us that how happy are those who listen. And if you go to some living Bible, it tells us those who put into practice. So from today, let's get ourselves a new heart. Let's be kind, not only towards the outsiders, but as well as in church. Let's look out for each other. Let's be my brother's keeper. And preach to the, let's strengthen each other as well, sing to each other, and then we go out there. Sometimes you start as a family in your family. If you can't start that in your family, it would be difficult to go out. We start in your family, then after your family, then you get, you're strengthened. You have the support of your family, you go out there, you preach, you have the neighbor's support, and then the word will keep on going and going. Let's do the work until it is finished. Well, these are my words. Amen.
God forgive.